express yourself.
And good morning, everybody. It's Friday, time for a talk line. I need you guys to help me this morning because my cohort, Diane, is in Missouri visiting family and friends over the holidays. She'll be back next week, Friday, when she returns to Bethel. Well, I most certainly hope you had a really good Christmas like I did and many others. I'm John Active, by the way. I need you people to call in with your comments and concerns, whatever. And the phone numbers are 543-5985, 543-2756, and from the villages, toll-free, 1-800-995-8954. Or you can email radio@kyuk.org with your comments, and you can use those phone numbers in the email anonymously if you want, but I can always know who you are. Well, anyway, good morning, everybody. What a beautiful morning. It's really clear out there, crisp, cold, but it's going to warm up in the next couple of days, even probably rain on Sunday. Well, anyway, got a call already. John, Nick, good morning, John.
Morning, John. How are you?
Really?
Solo there?
Hi.
Are you being by your lonesome?
Oh, yeah, that's all right.
Oh, it's okay. You got a lot of company on the phone.
Oh, yeah, I got a lot of company. Yeah.
Anyway, I want to wish everyone a good Happy New Year and Slavic coming up. Mm-hmm. I'd like to thank Dave Graff for rescuing one of our family members, Courtney Gertz, had an accident.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm sure glad Dave Graff was there. All our family wanted to tell him thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Yeah.
And thank you, Dave. I hope you have a good day. Whatever happened will come around and happen. We'll save yours too, you know.
Nothing. Yeah, really.
Hopefully nothing bad happens to you, Dave. And if it ever does, somebody be there to watch over you.
Mm-hmm.
What goes around will come around, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Thank Dave for that, because all our family members are precious to us.
Mm-hmm.
Just like everybody else's, you know. Anyway, I've been noticing they've been on the river lately.
Mm-hmm.
Please be wary of where you're going. Kind of stick on the trail, you know, and all be watchful.
And yeah.
At nighttime, it'd be good to travel with company.
Mm-hmm.
Two snow machines. And have emergency equipment on hand, too. Mm-hmm. Rain gear and rope and whatever, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay, everyone, please have a good weekend. And you too, John.
And happy Slavic to you coming up Sunday, I think.
January
7th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, everyone, have a good day. Please don't drink and drive. Watch out, the roads might be slippery. Watch out for kids and pedestrians.
Oh, yeah, it's slippery out there with all that new snow on the ice.
Yeah.
It's slippery, yeah.
Oh, okay, John, you have a really good day there, buddy.
You too.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Yep. Any other comments we'd like to hear? Hey, I got some news here. The Anchorage Daily News reported GCI is going to cut more channels. Hey, GCI, didn't you do this a couple years ago? I just signed up for Cable Basic a while ago. I hope you don't cut my channels. Anyway, another bit of news. We'll hear more about this one. Liquor license renewals are coming up for AC and BNC. Oh dear, what to do? What to do? Somebody will call in with more information. I think they'll have a meeting regarding this soon. And whoever gave me this information said she'd call in with more information. So thank you for the person who called in early this morning. I got some Tundra Drums announcements to make. Of course, we all know that the Cultural Center is closed till January 3rd. So now you know, Cultural Center is closed till January 3rd. Hey, would you like to start your own business? The Best in the West Small Business Competition First required workshop is January 9 at the Yupik Pitjegerait Cultural Center. Call Renee at 543-4538 for more information and application. I got a call, I think, Laura from Bethel. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to tell you guys all about an incident that happened between on the company. This company that I want to tell you guys about is Coastal Villages Region Fund.
Mm-hmm.
Donna, that company, I do believe, has lost all its ethics, both the administration and the board members.
Mm.
This past year, I was asked a difficult question or a choice.
Mm-hmm.
It was a choice given to me was if I keep my mouth shut, mm-hmm. I keep my job, or if I open my mouth, lose my job.
Mm-hmm.
When I asked one of the council members who gave that direction to give me that choice, the board members said that CVRF board members have one and only one employee. There's one more that concerns my our principal used to be Makumi. I'm not really from Bethel. When the principal, this principal, has been, what do you call it? He's not good for the village for the past 10 years, and they have been trying to keep him. They have had complaints about him.
Yeah.
We
can't
do anything.
Yeah, we can't talk about people on the radio, individuals.
Okay, get a call. I'll stop at that then.
Thank you. Yeah, you did. Good. Thank you, Laura from Bethel.
Bye.
Yeah, bye. Thank you for calling. We got another caller, James. Good morning, James.
Yes, good morning, John.
Mm-hmm.
James from Chirac, just to say happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, James.
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed your holidays, season two.
I sure did.
Yeah, I'm enjoying mine too, even a Christmas ball game tournament going on right now too.
Yeah, I heard, yeah, I wish I was there.
Yeah, I'm just enjoying it though. Weather's beautiful, and we could see scamming players coming down with the snow machines.
Mm-hmm.
We could see them. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, anyways, happy holidays, and this is coming from Chivac.
Yeah, thank you, James.
Okie dokie.
Hey, see you. Almost spoke Yupik there. That's usually reserved for Kitfahluku and Yuktuyuk. Anyway, a few more announcements here I'd like to make before you guys call in. The Arctic Yukon Kuskokwim AYK Region Board of Fish meeting is scheduled for January 15-19, 2018 Anchorage. The deadline for submitting proposals for the AYK Region meeting is Tuesday, April 10th. For more information, you can text or call 545-5995. For general ADF&G questions, call 543-2433. Here's a neat one. The Bethel Family Clinic offers two free recovery support groups. Small Recovery meets every Tuesday, 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. Alcoholics Anonymous meets every Thursday from 5:30 to 6:30. For more information, contact Dennis Raines at 543-3773. I think I have a call in from Atmoshok. Wow. Edward, good morning.
Good morning, John. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
You too.
Many more years.
Oh, yeah. Many more coming.
I got something to say about mushing.
About what?
This mushing, raising mushing.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It's going out to K300 committee.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we got really good trail up from Bethel to Atmo to Ninapichok, Old Kasidluk, New Kasidluk, and back to Atmo and back to Bethel. We got really good trail, snow, trail well marked. Them guys should come up and see the trail so they can start racing up this up tundra.
That would be fun.
300. I mean,
sure, they can add another race. Yeah.
Yeah, really. They should start talking about it to our young kids here in a small rural village and start, probably will start raising dogs too.
Mm-hmm.
So we can lose our culture. They should start racing this way.
Yeah.
And it's always well marked. There's no open water. Our tundra lakes are all frozen up. But we got snow. Trail is well marked. Man, they should start racing this way.
That would
be always
fun.
Have a really safe trail.
Mm-hmm.
Really safe. Safer than Kuskokwim.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
You
to
too.
Everybody. To all my friends who are listening on KYUK. Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Thank
Bye.
You, Edward. Yeah.
Goodbye.
Edward from Atmo. Thank you very much. Well, I got another announcement. Let's see. Mike Williams, call 545-0103. That was one. And the phone numbers here are 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954. Or you can email radio@kyuk.org. You can use those phone numbers and the email anonymously too if you want. Let's see here. Today, the weather, partly cloudy, just like I thought, even if it was dark. Well, patchy freezing fog in the morning, high 0 to 5 above inland and around 10 above along the coast. Northeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. I was right about this morning. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of snow after midnight, lows 5 below to 10 above, northeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. For upriver lower Kuskokwim Valley, mostly cloudy, Herman Nelson, you better watch out. Flurries in the morning, then isolated snow showers in the afternoon, high 0 to 5 above, light winds. Tonight, mostly cloudy, upriver, scattered snow showers, low 0 to 5 below, with light winds. Along the coast, gale warning for Saturday. Heavy freezing spray warning on Saturday. Today, northeast winds 25 knots along the coast, sea 6 feet, freezing spray. Tonight, northeast 30 knots, seas 10 feet, freezing spray. And if you're going to be going to Anchorage today, patchy freezing fog before noon, partly sunny with a high near 15, calm winds becoming northeast around 5 miles per hour. That's in Anchorage. Then tonight there, patchy freezing fog after 9 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 7, northeast winds around 5 p.m. The Bethel sunrise and sunset for today, 10:57 a.m. sunrise, sunset 4:41 p.m. Then on the 30th, 10:57 a.m. sunrise, sunset 4:43 p.m. Then for New Year's Eve, 10:56 a.m., sunset at 4:44 p.m. We're having good weather. Well, my dear friend Diane in Missouri escaped Bethel to get away from the cold. It must be colder down there than here, probably with tons of snow, too. Poor those guys, boy, they're suffering a lot. The old elders used to say, one of these days, our weather will change, and sure enough, it is. And, of course, old archaeologists found really old plant growth, ferns that were humongous back in the day. Maybe we're going to return to that. And weather, crazy. Well, I see, I think we might have an email. Could you read it? My engineer is going to read it. Go ahead. I can't see from here. Ted Wilson from Bethel to call back. Accidentally hung up. Oh, Ted. I guess I can't see, man. Oh, Wilson, call back. It's Will. Wilson from Bethel, call back. We accidentally hung up on you. Well, I'm glad Star Wars is still showing. I'll go and see it this weekend. Well, anyway, my dear friend Diane is in Missouri. She'll be back next Friday with me. And, you know, I kind of miss her. She does me, I'm sure. Anyway, Susan. Good morning, Sue.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I was just going to share something that people have heard on national news about, a little more than a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
The Environmental Protection Act, the EPA employees,
right.
800 of them were laid off.
Good heavens.
They were let go. Merry Christmas, they were let go. 200 of them were scientists.
Poor.
So on a federal level, we need to really step up our statewide protection on the environment.
Yeah.
All the more important, all the more crucial. Now, I've been passing around a petition book. Beth Hoffman had one, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's to update the regulations that haven't been updated for like 50 years on protecting salmon habitat
mm-hmm.
and making the language a little stronger. Because mining technology has made advances the last 50 years,
mm-hmm.
so we need to update our regulations to protect the salmon and the clear water and all that. And these petition books, we got to mail them in really soon to Anchorage.
Right.
So I still have mine, and I'm going to mail it in a week or so, probably in a week. So if anybody wants to sign it or know a group of people or an event where I can take it to sign it, I'm in the phone book. You can leave a message under
mm-hmm.
Susan Taylor. I also have a petition book about spending in Juneau, and it has a detailed article about the per diem they get and all that.
Right.
But I really need to send these in. There was also two petitions concerning health care, but they recalled those, and the reason why is they weren't getting signatures fast enough from the road system.
Mm-hmm.
And I never heard of that happening before where they can do that with petition books. But regardless, I do have these two still up for signatures, as many as I can get. And I'll be out and about with them if I know where to take them and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Things are slowing down. I don't know of any New Year's gatherings or anything like that. But I just want to wish everybody a Happy New Year also. And as scary as the news gets, it's up to us individually to really see what we can do
mm-hmm.
in our own region and in our own locality.
Mm-hmm.
We don't give up. Yep.
Yeah. Sue, I need to ask you... do you know anything about a meeting regarding liquor license renewals for AC and BNC?
No, I don't. I did get a phone call about how to change from wet to damp and all that. Just advice on that. And I don't have the details on how to do it, but I told them what I remember. But I don't know of any meeting. If there is one, that should absolutely be advertised.
Yeah, I wish a person...
Absolutely, be out there and... maybe your news department or somebody can get information, because I know I live up the road from the AC liquor store.
Right.
And I just get tired of seeing the groupies. There's the people that kind of congregate over by the BNC apartments waiting for somebody they know to buy them something.
Right.
And the BNC apartment people maybe need to step up on that too, their security or something, because I get tired of seeing that when I drive by.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get tired. I don't even park there from about 6 until 8,
mm-hmm.
8 when it closes.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give up parking there or anything like that because it's hard to pull in and out. The traffic is so congested.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a business is booming.
Yeah, by golly.
Hopefully the money is going to the community, the tax dollars from it.
We most certainly hope so.
But I don't think it can catch up with the people that have died from it so far.
Man,
you can't put a price tag on someone's life.
No.
But everybody has their opinions on it, including me.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what the people voted for, so be it, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I would never vote for it, but that's what they wanted. And if they don't go with what the people vote for, that's even more wrong. So this is what the people wanted. They want to legalize pot. They want to whatever. So whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right.
Thank you, Sue.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Good morning.
You too.
Mm-hmm. Well, Muffet, if you're listening, call me at either one of these numbers, 543-5985, 543-2756, or you're in Bethel, toll-free 1-800-995-8954. After all, you're the one that told me about the liquor license renewals. We need to hear more. Let's see. I got a little more announcements here. Oh, I did the weather already. Wilson. Good morning, Wilson. You got your headlights off?
No, my my headlamp on my head is on, so I'm at work. Yeah. And that would be my encouragement for the rest of the year, which is only how many more days?
Two.
Two more days. Just go ahead and call the cab companies when you see someone driving around with no headlights. See what they say. They'll either tell you to mind your own business or...
beat you up.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
But anyway, yeah, today marks... like 26 years and 7 months sober today for me.
Cool, good for you.
Just dealing with it every day. It never changes. There's always a challenge.
And you have right.
Just because a person sobers up does not mean life is easy. That's my advice to people who just completed treatment or working on staying sober or cold turkey or whatever. You know, life starts when you learn how to deal with problems as they come up without drinking or drugging.
Hmm.
Well, 2018 would be the year to volunteer. Wherever you can, you do what you can to help. Yeah, I'm going to try my very best to figure out KYUK is on board and maybe start volunteering on KYUK radio again.
That'll be nice. Yeah.
It's been like... maybe 18 years off the radio.
Yeah.
I was on for almost 10 years in the early 90s, so that was fun.
And that was when music was good.
Yeah, that was when Tarzan Boy was popular and all those cool songs.
Yeah, back in the day I was a country music DJ.
Hey. So that'll be my goal for this 2000 coming 2018, do what I can to volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with volunteering, you know.
Oh, no.
There's nothing wrong with helping out when you can and all that kind of cool stuff. So, also, do your very best for those of you listening to help those in need. Like this weekend, I'm not sure if it's going to happen, but we're going to try to do a fundraiser on Saturday and Sunday at the bowling alley for Raymond Wassley. He passed away a few weeks ago, and we're working on gathering the family and bringing them here to Bethel for services. Mm-hmm. So that's the plan, try to raise money, try to help them. Bowling alley, Saturday and Sunday. Watch Facebook posting or Video World posting. You might even do the old-fashioned way, draw it up on a piece of paper or a poster, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Good.
You have a good Friday.
You
and I'm glad I'm glad everyone's being positive, even me. Have a good day. Bye.
You too. See you. Wilson Bye. From Bethel. Thank you for calling. Mark. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, John.
How are you?
Pretty well. So the days are getting long. You can't beat that.
And where are you calling from? You sound like calling
from... I'm in the car.
I see.
Yeah, let me pull over so it's not like so much thump.
You're not supposed to be talking on the cell phone while driving anyway.
Yeah, hey, I'm using the Bluetooth. So, my New Year's resolution 2018 is to come up with New Year's resolutions for 2019.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
And I got pulled over by the trooper the other night. He walked up. He says, well, the reason I pulled you over is you look like you're having a little trouble staying straight in the road. Are you all right? And I said, I had two words for him.
And?
Pothole avoidance.
Hey.
He goes, oh, yeah, okay, see ya. So I told a friend of mine that this morning. He says, yeah, he says, really, the cops ought to be pulling over the people that are driving straight down the road. So anyways, on the alcohol issue, anybody who is interested in what the timeline is for renewal of Bethel Spirits and AC's liquor license, feel free to contact Lori Strickler, the city clerk.
Mm-hmm.
She has everything there. The city council has an opportunity to protest or not protest the renewal application on both of those licenses. I would prefer to, as a city council member, I would certainly prefer to protest both licenses, the renewal. And we'll see what happens. I know that Vivian Cortius, the president, CEO of ABCP, is going to be speaking to the council, I think on the 9th, at our next meeting, about alcohol. ABCP and the ABCP Executive Board have written a couple of letters to the council asking us to try to, work with them and with the surrounding communities to deal with some of the issues that are arising. So I certainly encourage people to come then. Young people, you heard, you get 5 minutes. In the past, when we've discussed alcohol licensing, we've had an awful lot of public input, both pro and con. So I would encourage the public to continue to involve themselves in that process, to speak to the council, to use your influence with council members. It is an important issue. It continues to the fact that we do have liquor stores in Bethel is taking a toll on our community, on kids in this community, and on communities that surround us, and on the kids in the communities that surround us. And, we talked about alcohol tax when it was on the ballot, and I suggested, my belief is that the people that pay the highest tax for alcohol in Bethel and in the YK Delta is our children. So it's the schedule for the renewals is out there. Get a hold of Lori. I would encourage communities that are interested, TCs, city councils, to also find out what the Bethel City Council's calendar is going to be on that, and communicate with us, and communicate with the ABC board. Send your objections, if you have them, to the ABC board. They're not required to really pay attention to anything more than it's 5 or 10 miles outside of the boundaries of where the license is. But if they got 10 or 12 or 15 letters from governing bodies of communities around Bethel opposing it, that might have some influence. So that's all I got there for you, young man.
Good morning.
Yeah, stay warm.
Hey, I am. I got my coat on.
Yeah, there you go. It's going to rain this week, maybe.
Yeah, I know. Crazy weather.
Right.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Mark. Yep. Casey, right after you is Howard. Casey, good morning.
Good morning. And I hope everybody had a very Merry Christmas. And I hope everybody's going to have a Happy New Year.
Yeah, most certainly.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm calling on Sunday night, New Year's Eve. We are having our annual fireworks show.
Oh, yeah, in front of the fire station.
In front of the fire station at 8 o'clock. And the only we had to postpone it last year due to wind.
Right.
And it's supposed to be a bit windy.
Not too much, maybe 15 miles per hour, maybe.
Yeah, that might not be bad, but we'll get the word out here.
Mm-hmm.
If we do, looks like if we have to postpone it, we'll get the word out one way or another to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And but otherwise, figure on a nice fireworks show. And I just want to give a shout out. The VFW helped us again this
Good.
Year with some funds. The Lions Club helped us out a little bit this year with some funds, and Wind and Air Cargo gave us a really smoking deal on the air freight.
Mm-hmm.
So come and enjoy, and have a very safe New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling, yeah. I'm looking at a little red fox outside the window here at KYUK. Very, very pretty looking fox. Okay, Howard from Bethel, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good, good. Enjoying the day.
Yes, here too. Hey, in Bethel and even the surrounding, you walk around up in the river or you walk in the trails, you see a whole bunch of plastic, you know. Empty bottles, pop cans, juice can, plastic containers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much plastic here, even the dump, you know, it overflows into the tundra, you know. I wish they'd have some way to fix that, like, you know, melt down the plastic and make trails with them, or, you know, like how the city did around the park, you know. So people could be walking out there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you won't have so much plastic in floating all over Bethel, I mean, you
mm-hmm.
know. And for the liquor store congregation that's always down there, you know, hanging
mm-hmm.
around down there, they should have some way to cite them, not to fine them for with money, but with picking up garbage all over the place, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Give them something to do. Yeah, yeah. Instead of hanging around, even AC, you know, they should cite them too, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Well, thank you, and you guys take care. Happy New Year.
Mm-hmm. Happy New Year too, Howard. Thank you for calling.
All right,
yeah, everybody's enjoying the little red fox we have outside our window here. He came to visit. Oh, he's walking around. He's just cute. Red fox. Oh, he went under the building now, I think. Well, the numbers are 543-5985, 543-2756, toll-free 1-800-995-8954, or you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. You can use those phone numbers and email anonymously if you want. Well, I hope Diane is having fun down in Missouri. Is that the way you pronounce it? Missouri. Because I heard people pronounce Alaska, Alaska-er. I wonder if those are the Missourians. Well, anyway, ADN, that's the Anchorage Daily News, reported GCI is going to cut more channels. I hope they don't cut the channels I signed up for this morning. That's my Christmas present to myself. Beverly, good morning. How's your bird population back there? Beverly, how's your birdies back there? Beverly?
I accidentally hung up on Beverly, so Beverly, you can call back.
Okie dokie. Beverly, please call back. Tell me about your birds. I've been thinking about putting a bird feeder outside my window back there at Aspic. I think what they told me was get an apple, put peanut butter on it, and roll it in a bowl of seeds and hang it up. That's one way, I think, because I ain't too good with my arm. Beverly, call back. Mike from Mackayack. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, look, how are you?
Enjoying the day, having fun. It's Friday. I brought some oatmeal cookies and cinnamon rolls if you want to come over and have some.
I wish I could, but I'm in Mackayack getting ready to check my lustrous traps, and hopefully they'll do better today. And, you know, this subsistence way of life is important.
Mm-hmm.
And we continue to do what we got to do to feed us and our dogs and everybody else around here. And I'd like to wish everybody happy New Year and Merry Christmas and Happy Slavic to all of our relatives all over the region.
Yeah, when you come to Bethel next time, bring me a lush or two. I'm dying for lush. Holy smoke.
I certainly will. I'm hoping to check them this morning. But we have a lot of work to do next year.
Mm-hmm.
And this year has been hard for us. And we're having a hard time here in Mackayack.
No.
But we're going to overcome these things that are happening to our people. So
yeah.
We'll fix them and we'll get stronger. And I look forward for next year. And be well there, Eloque.
Yeah, thank you.
I just wanted to wish all of our relatives up and down the river and in the Yukon my best and the coast for a very prosperous next year.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, that's all I have.
Mm-hmm. Good morning. And the phone numbers. Oh, is Beverly back? Oh, good. Good morning, Beverly.
Good morning, my classmate. How are you?
Good. Happy. Enjoying the day.
Oh, my goodness. Happy New Year. And
New Year, yeah.
I'm kind of, you know, it wasn't so bad in 2017 personally, but there's been a lot of craziness on the national level and other levels. But, you know, here's to 2018. And Mike, while he's bringing you some lush, maybe I'll put in a request too.
Yeah. Man, I'm dying for fish.
Yeah. Well, here's to good health in the new year, John.
Thank you.
I wanted to get on this morning. One, there's a lot of people that have supported the Lifesavers.
Right.
Too many to name on this show, but I really do want to thank Vesla for their kind donation, Bethel Native Corporation, and Renee and Casey, and a bunch of other people that gave to Bethel Gives, Pick Click Give, and then there were all these like cookie bakers. We had 47 cookie bakers that donated beautiful Christmas cookies to the Lifesaver Extravaganza.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of these cookie buyers came and bought them all, and it was wonderful. And I just want to thank everybody who contributed. The Lifesavers will sponsor Half Price Saturday of this tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then Engstrom Law Office is sponsoring a free swim for 12 and under, so the whole family can enjoy the pool at half price, and then free if your kids are under 12. So that's due to all these wonderful contributions. There was a Facebook fundraiser too, and that raised a lot of money to help support swim programs at the pool. So, John, it only costs you $3 and $1.50 tomorrow. So, you know, you need to start working on physical therapy.
Well, that's my That's my New Year's resolution. Is 2018. I'm going to be going there, back there.
I'll see you there then.
Absolutely.
Okay, one other thing. There's a dog race tomorrow. The K300 is sponsoring a race at 11 o'clock, and I believe it starts at Hangar Lake.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe Maddie Reichard, the manager, K300 manager, can give more information on that, but I'm pretty sure that's what it
was. Right.
Anyway, Guiana to everybody for supporting the Lifesavers and Swim program.
One thing before you leave. Edward from Utmarsh has been calling in of late, suggesting that K300 sponsor a race to Tundra Village, all the way to Kasiluk.
Yeah.
He said the trail is really good. It's not over any water hardly, and it will promote more racers from Tundra villages.
Yeah, I brought that up to the K300 to Myron, and he said that they're going to work on that this year. So
good.
That would be pretty awesome to see that happen, like the old mail trail to Tundra Villages.
Oh, right.
So let me see. It seems like there was another thing, but I can't remember it.
The good name for that race, if it ever comes about to the Tundra Villages, would be the Dutto Samuelson Race to the Tundra Villages, because he was the mailman with dog team that used to go up there.
Yeah.
So don't forget Dutto.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, John. Well, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for calling, Bev. You made my day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Mm-hmm. Anybody else want to call with any comments or say whatever? 543-5985, 543-2756. Toll free, 1-800-995-8954. Or you can email radio@kyuk.org. You can use those phone numbers and the email anonymously if you want. Stump me anonymously. I know who you are, I'm sure. Unless you're a newcomer and I don't know who you are. Well, pretty weekend going to happen this weekend. Fireworks at the fire station Saturday night, I think he said, if I didn't forget already. Well, a bit of good news for you guys. From me, I swallowed my last two opioid pills for my arm. Today it was really throbbing, but I think it's because of the cold out there and the weather is going to change. So I got done with them pills before I got hooked. I didn't think I would ever get hooked anyway. Never. Well, anyway, Diane, of course, is in Missouri. I'm here with all your help, calling with your ideas, whatever, what's on your mind. 543-5985, 543-2756. 1-800-995-8954 or email radio@kyuk.org. And you know, it's the holidays when there's hardly anybody here, but we have people here today, and I'm sure that my cinnamon rolls and oatmeal cookies drew them in. Anonymous, good morning, Anonymous.
Yeah, since you mentioned that you would know who's speaking even though I'm anonymous, yeah, I want to first thank those people that volunteer on search and rescue. A big applause for 2017, especially this year when there's so much travel issues that are coming to. It's very stressful for those people that are, and their work is very vital. Around the villages and those previous callers that called about well-being, good emotional issues. It seems like sometimes for us people that are in the surrounding villages, we go through lots of trauma issues when uncontrollable issues that come around. Like As an alcoholic, I know the heavy duty urge, that real deep drive. Just by taking that first drink, it triggers that urge to want more, and I understand that issue very clearly. For people that are going through it, it's very hard.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how much I tried in the past, seemed like I'm gonna quit, but seemed like when I want to quit, I end up being in a deeper pit.
Mm.
And it takes support. It takes more than my willpower. See, some people think that it's willpower that keeps them. They say just because they got willpower, they're not doing it. But to me, despite the will to not drink, that inner urge seemed like it overpowers that will. But it takes support from other people that really makes a big difference. So despite the traumas, Happy New Year for all the listening audiences and people that are trying to improve our tribal voices regionally.
Mm-hmm.
It really makes a big difference when the tribal voices unite despite the differences in views. It really makes a big difference when we speak about our current issues together, despite pros and cons. So the very best wishes to all those people that make this talk show available.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Back to all those call and you and all those people that make our region more livable. Thank you.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Good morning. Yeah, Happy New Year, Anonymous. Before I go to Alex, I got an announcement. The Kuskokwim Ice Classic is accepting applications for ticket sales for the 2018 Ice Classic. They're looking for groups focused on youth. Groups are awarded 50% of their sales as a fundraiser for their programs. The applications can be found at website iceclassic.org. That's iceclassic.org, or by calling 543-1812. 543-1812 to request a faxed or emailed application. The deadline for this is December 22nd at 5 p.m. So you might want to sign up and sell tickets for the Ice Classic. Okay, Alex, good morning. Thank you for waiting.
Good morning. How are you, John?
I'm doing real good, real good.
That's good, yeah. I've mentioned in the past, you know, before the liquor stores opened here in Bethel.
Yeah.
That there would be some problems.
Sure, that was, we all know that.
And it would be appropriate for owners of the liquor stores to support the community to enforce the problems. I understand that the city of Bethel receives a lot of money from the sale of liquor store in form of taxes here in the community, even at the beginning of a very first month or first week of the business selling alcohol in the community. But I will tell you and the audience here in Bethel and in the surrounding villages that I've had personal experience when there was a domestic disturbance in my own residence.
Mm.
My family members called police. This is City of Bethel police, okay?
Yep.
They never show up And when the disturbance quieted down after that, and there was some verbal abuse, and well, there actually was not any assault, you know, but the family, because there were some children in the house, was not very comfortable at all. The police never showed up. Now, I know the fact that the state of Alaska requires any city, any community, before they approve any sales of liquor in their community or use of liquor, they're supposed to work on ordinance for protection of the public. The protection of the public is more important than making profits, I would assume, and the loss of lives in anywhere. It doesn't matter where it is, in Anchorage, here in Fairbanks, or elsewhere. Loss of lives shouldn't happen because of alcohol and drugs. Now, what I want to do is I want to thank the previous callers that want to see control of alcohol. There is a lot more faster snow machines out there running around. And in fact, just the other day, I was driving up on the Hoffman Highway all the way from past a police station. Mm-hmm. There was a snow machine on the other, opposite side of the lane, mm-hmm. and it took off 60 miles an hour.
Too fast.
And I got up to Casale Subdivision, and that snow machine was still up here, not at that speed, but it, you know, the police never even go after him. Now, there should be something, some kind of protective device out there on the roads. It doesn't matter if it's side roads or whatever, or radar or something, that that should be used for, you know, detecting someone who's going too fast.
Yeah, they have those, you know, radar guns.
Yeah, and what I think the main point that I want to make in this call is that people who own liquor stores, they should donate to City of Bethel for more police force in the community, more enforcement people, even undercovers, because the fact that, you know, the safety of public is more important than making profit. I know that. I want to see people safe. I want to see people having a good holiday and celebrating holiday with their loved ones instead of visiting their loved ones in the jail.
No.
I want to see people, I want to see children having fun, opening their presents on Christmas Day or even on Slavic, celebrating Slavic, which is actually original Christmas on the original day, which is 14 days later than current modern calendars. I want to see them celebrate, rather, I want to see young men and women celebrate their holidays with their family, not wondering when they are going to be visiting them in the jail. Now, council members, if you listen, do something. Do something. Let the community be safe, not unsafe out there. Toika.
Thank you.
Good morning. Bye.
Good morning, Alex.
Yeah,
good morning. Thank you for calling. Always calling in, too. Fritz, sorry you had to wait so long. Good morning, Fritz.
Good morning, John.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thanking all the callers, even all the previous callers, about this alcohol issue. I don't disagree with them on anything, but One thing I have to say is everyone has a choice. Everyone. I'm not going to go to somebody's house and force a whole jug down somebody's throat. I've heard about that before, but, you know, everybody has their own choice. You know, whether we call the police and not press charges, that's another choice. We need to start pressing charges on whoever it is, your son, your daughter, your grandson, your granddaughter, whoever it is, your in-laws. If they're out partying every week, every day, and they have a child, call OCS. Do something about it. Don't just leave it up to the government, the city of Bethel, the state troopers, whoever it is. You need to start taking your own action. You know, alcohol, the liquor store is there, yeah. But, you know, I never got drunk since last year, February. And that's my personal choice.
Mm-hmm.
I had a beer here or there, but it's my choice not to drink or get drunk. It's everybody has their personal choice.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has a choice whether we want to get drunk, pass out on the middle of the road and freeze to death. That's somebody's choice. We all have a choice. It might sound negative, but it's not. It's the truth. If somebody wants to be homeless, stay up here in Bethel and drink every day, that's their choice. Now, the other thing, urge everybody, especially all the villagers, the Tundra villagers, Atmal, Kasiglik, Nunap, Napakyak, Napaskak, Gwisak, Akachuk, Tuluksak, Akiak, all the close by villages, Oscarville. Please don't drink until you get home. Don't, not during, not before. Wait till you get home and start drinking. Not during. Because all the search and rescue members are getting tired of somebody's stupid actions. Start drinking before they go home. That's just plain stupid. You know? But you need to start thinking about your kids, what they are, who they are. Start drinking once you get home. The jug's still going to be there as long as you don't touch it. It's still going to be there. Just put the cap back on. Start learning how to drink socially. And don't just chug the whole jug down. Just put the cap back on. Be smart about it. If I owned a alcohol rehab, I would have all the liquor in the room and teach everybody how to drink sociably.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's one good way to teach somebody how to drink. But I'm not going to do that. I don't have any certificates or bachelor's degree or master's degree that everybody will disagree. Nowadays, everybody needs a master's degree just to drive a cab or something. But thank you, and I hope everybody has a safe New Year's and happy Slavic, everyone.
Hey, when are you coming back to Yuktruk?
On the 8th.
January 8th.
Since everybody's going to be gone on holiday, it's going to be on the 8th.
Good, okay. Thanks, okay. Fritz.
Yep,
Brianna. Good morning, yeah. You know, for those people with alcohol problems or other life-controlling issues with drugs or whatever, Fire on Ice Ministries meets at the Table of Grace Lutheran Church every Sunday from 6 to 7:15 p.m., and they're located at 1815 Chief Eddie Hoffman Highway. This is a ministry that helps people struggling with alcohol, drug, and other life-controlling issues. We have an email. Oh, boy. Come on, let's hear the email.
Here's the email. Good morning, John. Good morning to all. Just an FYI, there is a very informative story on KYUK's website that just came out regarding how Chifornik is banding together to combat climate change on a street. According to the story, the village has and is facing the threat of erosion and flooding. Moving the village is unlikely due to the size and cost it would be. The other option would be building a seawall, very costly but can be done. The Chifornik Village Corporation are doing studies and looking at all options regarding this inevitable situation, which is happening throughout many villages around Alaska. I wish them the best. On the other note, this brings the question of Dawn and Gold. The Kuskokwim and the mighty Yukon rivers are prone to climate change, global warming, and will suffer the consequences in the near future if they continue to develop Dawn and Gold. Leaders of our people, local, tribal, Jalista, and Kuskokwim corporations, please rethink about the dangers surrounding Dawn and Gold. The consequences will be catastrophic. Why isn't anyone in Bethel and surrounding villages banding together to stop Dawn and Gold before it's too late? My rant for the end of year 2017. Happy New Year, one and all. May God bless you all with good health and happiness come 2018 and beyond. Kuyana. Sincerely, Vernon Kailuk.
Thank you, Vernon, for your email. And speaking of Chifornik, when I was there, and that wasn't a very long time ago, there were volcanic rocks everywhere there. They can easily build a seawall with those rocks. They're humongous. All they got to do is bulldoze them down into the location for the seawall in Chifornik if you need. That's not a problem. They got the supplies there, right there on top of the ground. Humongous rocks, volcanic rocks, that blew up from a mountain years and years and years and years and hundreds of years ago. It was that south of the village, I think. Anyway, they have the supplies there. I think we might have another email. Good morning. And the email is from who? Do we have an email? No, we don't. Okay. Well, the phone numbers are 543-5985, 543-2756, toll free 1-800-995-8954. Yvonne, good morning from Bethel.
Yeah, good morning. Referring to that caller, and he's stating that they should be responsible. That doesn't work here. My people have no control. Enough deaths, enough broken families, and it's having a ripple effect on the villages because Bethel is the hub of the 56 villages. They have everything here. They have the AVCP, they have Jalista, they have the banks, the airlines, and we have a three-story hospital going up. What was happening back then and why they closed it is happening now. All the deaths, the broken families, I don't have to repeat myself. And if you have a call-in show, because we own this KYUK and how it's having, how alcohol and drugs is having an effect on our people out there, I bet you can go over that hour. And I hope one of our New Year's resolutions is put that alcohol issue back on the ballot. What was happening then, and it's all negative. We honor. Happy New Year.
Good morning, Yvonne. Thank you. Happy New Year to you, too. Yeah, really, alcohol is not a Yupik or any race's problem. Here in Bethel last night, some young man who had been drinking for I don't know how long suddenly stopped breathing and was taken to ER. I don't know how he's doing now, but, you know, the natives, like I've always said since time immemorial, but I am, they don't know how to drink. They got to be taught how to drink. Poor. Cesare, about time you called. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, God.
Hey.
You know, it's everybody blaming everybody. I'm sure the alcohol is no good for anybody who don't know how to use it. And same thing, snow machine, same thing, truck, or same thing, gasoline. I see with the kid with this, I can't pull him up from the gas tank in the snow machine. They were so hauling so hard and sniffing out in there. And I see young kids driving 100 miles per hour on the river, roll over 100 times and kill and hurt everybody. They have to have, you know, it's not, this most surprising me, why these villages, local villages, close villages, no search and help to looking for their own people.
Mm.
You know, we heard that from search and rescue, they're asking, they're begging to help. They don't give crack about them. You know, maybe they're drinking, but maybe they're not drinking. Maybe they're lost, maybe have problem with snow machine, maybe grown out with gas. Maybe they need help, that's why they're lost, that's why they don't show up in the place.
Mm.
And they're not going to look because they presume they're drinking, even they're drinking. So they need help, you know. Mm. That means if they're drinking, they let them go to die. And later on, you blame Bethel and liquor store. There was booze been in here for ages, longer I've been 40 years, and there was bootlegging, flooding so beautifully. Everybody buy booze anytime what they wanted, and the miners, and recently some young girl died, but there was miners 16 or 17. And you think she buy in liquor store? No, she buy from bootlegger.
Yeah.
And there was a... you know, this thing been going for ages and ages. All family, I know some big names in the from with the brothers, five brothers lasted in a upriver with the alcohol. There was no liquor store, and there been all of them die with the alcohol. You know, and I know some people native would be really addicted to this to the booze. You remember that old lady, I know used the name, or you use it, walking the middle road with the cane. They I get you. They put her every treatment in the world, and by 80-year-old, she quit it. I was so proud for her. You remember, beautiful, nice lady, I always give her money for cigarettes after she quit.
Mm-hmm. Man, I'd like to hang around you.
No, you know Balasa.
Oh, yeah.
You know how many times they try force her to quit and she quit? I know several people where they quit on their own or they slow down on their own. And I know people where they've been before when they grab the booze, they have to finish before somebody grab it. These days, they know that alcohol is in there. They don't buy 20 cases or 5 cases and put and drink every day because they go, whatever they needed, go to store and buy it, and they don't store it. When you store it so much, it's like you put the candies in front of you. You just have to drink it. I think the not... You, there's everything which way you look in there. They be always blame. Best way to blame, you responsible, you did everything to me. About do yourself something and talk to those who have problems.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just try understood and let them understood how much effect to teach them a little bit. I know some of those leaders, they've been years back arrested and spend some time in jail for drunk driving, and I'm sure he listened in there. He lose all poor family from drink alcohol, and he quit himself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and nobody really well-known gentleman, and nobody tell him and force him to quit it, and he quit on their own, and no drinking, and now he speak up whole way on against the liquor sold to be sold. But there was happened what was bootlegging when he been heavy alcoholic, and now he sober up and tell no, we have to cut every teach him way to quit it how you quit drink, and maybe it will be a much better world, or how you drive, or use the gasoline or snow machine or truck, whatever. Everything in the world is dangerous, and you have
everything.
To learn how to. You have to learn how to use it.
Yep.
Even the food, what you're eating, you have to know what to eat and how much you eat because they hurt you.
Yep.
So just think what you're saying and quit blaming everybody in all the world because I know you people, I feel like these my people now,
mm-hmm.
and I have kids, you know, what is growing up with the same environment with everybody, and have native, what is mostly what most black, what mostly people have in here. But, you know, I wish them a good, and I try to teach them right way to approach
okay.
to their life. And this way to the, you know, to accept the things would be coming in the future.
Thank you for calling, Cesare.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year and happy Slavic.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, good. Before I go to Lulu in Guichluk, I think I have an anonymous caller. Or do we? No, it must have hung up. Lulu, good morning.
Good morning, Doctor. Happy New Year to everybody. I'd like to welcome my brother, Nikjan, back home to Chokhbalk. He's been at the hospital. Nikjan Sakal.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to welcome him back home to Chokhbalk. He's been at the hospital for 2 months. I'd like to thank all the health aides, the medevac team, doctors, nurses aides, who took care of him while he was there all that time, away from family. I'd like to thank the Samuelson family for being there for him.
God.
Also to Harry Faulkner. Thanks very much, you guys. And Goyana Tiknuk, Happy New Year to everybody.
Thank you for calling, Lulu.
Franchuathbalik,
wow, thank you. I don't think we have an email to read, but you can call in. I don't even know what time it is around here anymore. Where's my cell phone? Eey. My arm is killing me, sorry. Ow. Ow. Ow.
We have an email.
Oh, good, we have an email. Okay, go ahead and read
from
it.
From Anonymous.
Okay.
Okay, this is from Anonymous. Mm-hmm. Good morning. We all know that a couple start off in a good relationship. I've been in a relationship for 10 years, and my significant has been causing harm to me.
No.
His side of the family has been overlooking his wrongdoings instead of seeing what harm he has done to me. His family has been looking at me like I'm the one who was causing the harm to him. Instead, it's vice versa. People who go to church should understand the situation instead of siding with their family member. And one last note, our Creator is the only one that will judge us.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Anonymous, for sending in that email. And you can, too, and do it anonymously. Do we have any callers? No, okay. I can't find my cell phone. Somebody call in and tell me what time it is. Christopher Tulik.
11:15.
Oh, 11:15. Christopher Tulik, wow. Long time no hear.
Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Hey, mm-hmm. I just want to share with the people across the Yukon,
mm-hmm.
Kuskokwim Delta,
mm-hmm.
that we were approached by the folks from the Office of Subsistence Management
mm-hmm.
last week to reach out to all the villages across our region. So you probably heard of the Federal Subsistence Regional Advisory Council.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so this year, the YK RAC, five of its members' terms are up. So we were given a task to reach out to the people across our region. So if anyone would like to become a RAC member, we have the membership application and nomination packet for 2018 here at our offices.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, these regional advisory councils are very powerful voices for our people out here.
Mm-hmm.
So what the councils provide advice and recommendations to the Federal Subsistence Board on subsistence hunting, trapping, and fishing issues on federal public lands and waters. So, and what they do is they review and make recommendations to the board on proposals for regulations, policies, management plans, mm-hmm. customary and traditional use determination, and other subsistence-related issues on federal public lands mm-hmm. and waters mm-hmm. within the region. So what we were told was that there are some underrepresented villages
yeah.
within our region. So we are urging that the folks apply for these seats because the folks that are on the rack, you know, they are a very powerful voice for our people on subsistence-related issues. So I'm urging anybody who would like to become a member, we have the applications and packets here at our office. Please come by. And if you have any questions, you know, I can answer a few, but I can point you to the right people for,
right.
for more technical and questions and all that.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I wanted to say, John.
Good. Thank you, Christopher.
Yeah, and have a safe and happy New Year.
Oh, yeah, we will. I will. Thank you.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Anonymous. Good morning, Anonymous.
A good happy New Year for all the elders, children, and adults of Bethel and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta villages up and down the river, the coastal areas, and Mikoriak and Akichuk, and to my former classmates of 1971 and 72, my former co-workers and my former supervisors, have a happy new year to each one of you and your families.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Anonymous.
Wait just one moment.
Quickly.
Hey, happy new year. I'm just going to hang up.
Hello?
Happy new year.
Thank you.
And you too.
You're welcome.
Happy new year. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Okay. Roy, good morning.
Morning, Pete. Tony, actually, I'll try to speak in English.
Right, okay. Please, yeah, do.
All due respect to people that are saying that people need to learn how to drink.
Mm.
I tried for years, more like maybe 40 years trying to learn how to drink. I didn't. I never did. The more I try, the more deeper I get into the pit, okay? So, that says a lot. See, we as native groups here, we don't have the history of consuming alcoholic beverage or spirits that you might describe, like thousands of years, like 10,000 years, genetically speaking, in reference to comparing to people like the Italians and the Jews that got history where the genetics cope to the point where they can tolerate without the urge to, it's urge to drink that overpowers the person's will to drink. So that's speaking, since we as a region have that higher inclination to have that uncontrolled behavior in reference to want to drink until we can't drink no more. Okay, what I'm suggesting, the legislatures for this region, not only this region, statewide, need to really look at this alcohol issue and create a legislative bill that will address people that sell alcohol to be responsible financially for those people that get the region like this, that get the police department, the search and rescue, to be funded by the very organizations that create this social, spiritual, and physical health issue. That point, and Happy New Year.
You too, Roy. Thank you for calling. Greg, quickly, we're almost out of time. Good morning, Greg. Gregory?
Me?
We're almost out of time. Quickly.
Okay, quickly. I'd like to thank Santa Claus for family, relatives, friends who brought me presents, and thank everybody for putting up with me. Everyone be warm, be cool, and enjoy.
Yeah, thank you very much. Happy New Year. Sophie, Zurachbal, good morning.
Good morning. I finally get through.
Zurachbal, that's what I said.
I would like to say Happy New Year to everybody up and down the Kuskokwim and Yukon, wherever they live, especially to the health aides and search and rescue people and the troopers and VPSOs that take care of the villages on the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I've been trying to get through for almost half an hour.
Poor.
Finally got an answer. You know, I started to have a little family Christmas program for my grandkids and my great-grandkids and their friends, because every year when time comes for holidays, a lot of kids always come to my house because, you know, I want my grandkids and great-grandkids to have good memories of some holidays, because, you know, a lot of parents do drink and fight and quarrel and everything and make their kids scared. And I always have little Santas with, you know, angels and whatever, and have little Christmas program, Christmas dinner, and then pass out presents for them. They feel so happy. I do this because I want them to have good memory when they grow up. And a lot of kids today, to this day, always ask me, Gram, I thank you for letting us come to your house for your little Christmas program. They have so much fun opening presents, even though they're not much. And I also want to say welcome to my youngest daughter. She teaches in Tuksuk. She finally made it one day before Christmas. And I would like to welcome home my youngest son. He was in the hospital for 3 months. He can't do anything. And the saddest part of the new year coming, we check my youngest daughter's house. She has 5 girls. The youngest ones are from eight to five. Yesterday, we go check her house because my grandkids stay with me. You know what? My poor 3 grandgirls, they were feeling so heartbroken because somebody go into her house, pry the window open, go in by the window. I don't know what they look for. Maybe they were looking for food or something to eat.
Mm.
But to make it worse, you know, my youngest son and my other grandkids, they try to get through it, but now he can't work hard. He can't do no heavy lifting. You know, these people that break in to steal something, they should ask somebody if they're hungry or if they need something instead of stealing. And what's so heartbreaking, all that wood that was chopped and sawed, somebody that break in took all her wood, which makes my poor little six years old, 5 years old, so heartbroken to see their house being broken in. You guys of this village, if you're hungry, come and ask for food or wood, or if you need help. You're all young. We know who you are. You're the next door neighbor. She took pictures. My daughter took pictures of the footsteps that the next door neighbors, the tracks that went there. You know, you are all healthy, all 3 of you boys that's next door to her. There's nothing wrong with you. You could go get your wood and not steal from somebody that doesn't have someone to help them get wood or buy groceries. My daughter, she's a teacher. She teaches in Tuksuk Bay. She came home for Christmas. And my goodness gracious, what heartbreaking. I hope you're all listening. Thank you, and everybody have a happy, happy New Year. Thank you for listening to me.
Thank you for calling. Thank you and for sharing that. Sometimes we need to hear stuff like that so we can be good. And it's time to be good. Poor in this world right now, so much trouble. We're lucky we don't have some of the problems that the world is having out there. But we can make it. We can make it. 11:27, almost time to leave here. Looking forward to leaving. Going to be a nice weekend. I wish we had hills so we can go sliding. I want to go sliding. No. Okie dokie. Well, might as well call it a morning, maybe. No other callers right now. Oh, I can hardly wait for my cable to get hooked up. Not that I don't like KYAK. I love KYAK. I love PBS. But it's nice sometimes to see other things besides. I love those children's programs, too. I love Nature Cat, especially. Okay. Next week, Friday, Diane McCurchin will be here with me. Or I with her. I miss her. I'm sure the rest of you do too here in Bethel. Thank you for everybody who called in. Have a very safe and happy new year. And go to your activities in your villages. And here in Bethel, don't forget fireworks. New Year's Eve to ring in the new year. That's on the 31st. Thank you, everybody.
Express yourself.